Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to look at weather modification. Is the weaponized weather system being used to destroy crops, not just here, but worldwide? You bet it is. In fact, guys, when you look up Pentagon weather weapons and other governments, just print me a few articles on that just so I can show it to folks. Coming up with our guest. Right now, let's go to some more phone calls. Parrish in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Pretty good, brother. Thanks for putting up with me. What's on your mind today?
I got some drone news out of Dayton, Ohio. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a lot of local industry involved in this area with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base developing drone technology. And a friend of mine attends a local community college, Sinclair Community College, and a few weeks ago, he had a gentleman from an organization called Information Control Corporation come in and was talking about their work with drones in our area. And he said that there's already drones in the sky over Dayton, Ohio, and they've already contributed to dozens of arrests. And they fly at high altitude and use high-resolution cameras to just zoom in on whatever they want to zoom in on. And,
yeah, with taxpayer money, it's unlimited. Just take another house, take another farm, buy a bunch of drones. It's actually in the news with the Pentagon in Ohio today. This is Pentagon test drones at civilian air park in Ohio, and they go on to say it's part of surveilling the public. Again, this is just totally training you that you're the enemy. It has nothing to do with stopping crime, all these cameras, the rest of it. It's all about surveilling you and making you feel powerless. That's what government wants you to feel like. And yes, this is the new economy, is, as I've said, surveillance, checkpoints, drones, armored vehicles, as one side of the society basically absorbs or resorbs the other side of society.
I agree, and that's why we just try to get out on the streets and participate in your contests and do our own kind of things to just continue to try and wake up our community. You know, we were out hanging posters the other day and for the latest contest, and it's amazing. I mean, everybody you talk to, I mean, they know that the government's crooks, and they know that our rights are being violated, and, you know, Obama's a scumbag and Romney's a scumbag. But I think a lot of people just don't realize to what extent, you know, the control grid's being set up. And, you know, we're just trying to spread the word and, you know, hopefully turn the tide against these people.
Well, I totally agree with you. Well said. That's why we're having the Stop Obama Dictator contest that's extended through this Friday. I've been so busy, I haven't gone out and hung them up yet. I am going today to hang up posters and shoot video and talk about why I'm doing it. And then we'll air that tomorrow here on the show. But everybody, post your own posters. You know, there's poison in the water, fluoride. The vaccines are deadly. Big Pharma wants to kill you. Foreign banks took over America. That's why we had the V for Victory contest. We should just bring that back. Don't have to have a contest to do it. We've got to show people the power of the grassroots. That's why I cannot state enough. We've been delisted by Google on Google News. We get harassed. They try every form of censorship in corporate America. It doesn't matter. You, the people, spreading the word about Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do this. We're hiring new reporters. We're expanding in the face of tyranny. We're expending the capital that we've accrued in a all-in fight against the globalist. Because people now are beginning to realize this is really real. Again, as I've said 100 times, this is not a boss hog takeover. That would not be good. Because a boss hog takeover leads to a hot tyranny. We've had boss hog in charge for probably 80, 90 years. Now, boss hog died, folks. We got the devil. And the globalists want to kill the majority of the world population. Everything that you're seeing is only the buildup towards a global straitjacket to tie us down so the scientific technocracy can engage in orderly extermination. Now, what are we going to do about it?
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we had Rosalind Peterson of Skywatch lined up. Her phone's busy. We'll see if that. She's been a frequent guest over the years. We'll see what happens with that. She's always interesting, but I'm not that worried about it because I kind of want to take your phone calls and cover news. But here is the report that this was going to be based on. We'll go to your phone calls. Napolitano on the weird weather and climate change. There's a pattern here, she said. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano this week linked climate change with wildfires hitting Colorado. Well, there's always climate change. Napolitano said there's a pattern here, and she noted these fires as well as the East Coast heat wave and the high-velocity winds that whipped through the Mid-Atlantic last week. Thousands of people remain without electricity because of the windstorm. People always had big fires and big windstorms and big prairie fires. Some summers are always hotter than others. But I've always pointed out that there is weather manipulation and modification going on. It's admitted that billions a year are spent by the Department of Energy alone and Department of Defense engaged in weather modification. I remember it was in the San Antonio Express News, got to be like 12 years ago, as a footnote blurb. They had flooding that killed over 30 people in one day in South Texas. And then they said, the Air Force says the weather modification drills they were doing to cause rain had nothing to do with it. It's almost like that gun you saw me shoot your neighbor in the head with. It had nothing to do with his head getting blown off. The point is, this stuff's been going on forever, and they can easily and have admitted that they will use it as a weapon against countries that don't pay off their IMF World Bank loans, you name it. The globalists are all about playing God. That's what all the GMO is about, that in the major studies that are out there screws up the gut flora. The GMO corn, wheat, you name it. And then don't worry, Bill Gates is coming out with patents on new GMO milk that gives you new gut flora. He's spending billions on it. And he's involved in the weather modification as well. Because this is where the whole future is going. They're engineering our future and not asking us questions about it. They're releasing the GMO mosquitoes and not asking us. I have a guest on the Nightly News tonight covering that. Salem News did a good job of this. Gates and Monsanto go after milk in the near future. By the way, guys, there was a New York Daily News article about the Hatari militia guy getting his guns back. I meant to cover Sunday. After I take calls, I want to cover that. Will you repull that article or print it for me? Just because it implied having guns was terrorist. And I just want to illustrate how disconnected the so-called corporate media is. Well, they're not disconnected. They're operatives of the globalists. So what's their answer to less and less of us believing their bull? Bringing internet censorship in to shut down their competition. That's their answer. But I digress. Gates and Monsanto go after milk. And the reason I want to cover this is we've been talking about this the last few years. Gates is putting billions into gut flora research. And take just the BT corn. If bugs eat it, they die. A few months ago, I made a big joke out of it, a sick joke, because there was a Washington Post headline. In fact, I can pretty much give you the exact headline. You can look it up yourself. Washington Post, Monsanto says farmers not planning. Monsanto says farmers not following planting rules for insects. Monsanto says farmers not following rules. And then hidden in the article, it said, yeah, you're supposed to plant refuge crops that are one-third of your regular crop so bugs have something to eat, because it's not good to have all the bugs die in the area. And so under environmental agreements, bugs dying is bad. You dying is good, basically. And in fact, they found the article. There it is. Makers of genetically modified seeds say more farmers evading EPA rules. I think that's it. Yeah. Print it. Monsanto Co. and other seed makers reported a threefold increase last year in U.S. farmers caught violating rules intended to stop insects from developing resistance to genetically modified corn. The rules affect farmers planting seeds modified to produce the toxin delivered from Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT, a natural insecticide. There's poison in plants. They can call it natural, but it grows about 1,000 times stronger than it normally does, is the point. And then you eat it. The Environmental Protection Agency requires those growers to also plant an adjacent area, a so-called refuge, of BT corn, so that bugs feed on both types of corn and don't become immune to the toxin. About 41% of the 3,053 farmers inspected. You got to get inspected when you buy seeds from these guys. In 2011, they're really just GMO organisms, failed to comply with the refuge requirement, according to data that Monsanto provided last week. Seed companies are concerned that bugs' resistance to modified crops may be increasing. Ah, all right, let's stop right there. Gets into the BT gene engineer. They've got it where it creates a poisonous fungus. Another one creates a poisonous bacteria. Conservatively, 1,000 times. I think the number was 1,200 and something times on average stronger. But plants can also mutate and have it a lot stronger. And so their argument is, well, it's natural. Well, I can pick up a natural 20-pound rock and bash your brains out with it, too. A lot of plants grow cyanide, strychnine. A lot of plants grow high levels of arsenic in them. There are silver nightshade grows all over Texas out in fields. Witches would take it to hallucinate in old England. I don't want to get folks out of here to take it. It's very dangerous. The point is, you eat about a leaf of that, you're going to have a violent hallucination before your heart explodes. Does that make it okay because it's natural? I always love folks that say, but it's natural. It's natural. But they unnaturally engineer the plant to not have it growing on the outside of the corn, but the corn grows it inside, and then bugs eat it. And what do? Bugs fall over and die, but they say it's safe for you to then eat it. And then suddenly you see off the charts incredible different intestinal and stomach disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's. I mean, it is, guys, type in massive increase in Crohn's, massive increase in intestinal disorders. I mean, I don't want to exaggerate here because I have to do the math. Like, I don't know the math of 1 in 25,300 having autism 29 years ago, and now it's 1 in 58. What 1,000% increase is that? I don't know. I've done the math on the cancer. Pediatric cancers, you know, depending on the type, would be 1 out of 2 million in the 30s, and then now that same pediatric cancer is 1 out of 20-something thousand. I mean, you've got to look up the numbers yourself and do the metric increase. But the point is, it's straight up out of sight, insane, in your face. But my point is that gut disorders are just everywhere. And there's toxicity in the gut that then causes chronic toxicity in the brain. Those two are connected. Just devastating effect on our society. And Bill and Melinda Gates, who own part of Monsanto, and who are also part of eugenics operations worldwide, caught doing all form of, you know, sterilization, you name it. Funding UN programs, and more and more of this is coming out. We've been talking about it for 10 years. Finally, they're going, wait a minute, they're funding forced abortion. Wait a minute, they're going to forced abortion conferences. Wait a minute. You know, they do say get rid of the population. They do want death panels. Yeah, I know he dresses like a non-threatening nerd. Now, there's a PubMed.gov, the increasing prevalence of Crohn's disease in industrialized societies, the price of progress. In fact, we've got a New Yorker magazine article talking about sterility in the West and just says, well, it's part of the way it is. Anyways, this is being done by design. It's not the average toxins that are the main contributor. It's the GMO crops. You know, over 80% of the filler foods, the corn, the soybeans, the wheat, the sugar beets, do I need to go on? All the major food crops now are over 80%. When I say 80, I'm guessing down. On average, there's metrics of this. So 89% of U.S. corn, GMO, and it just goes down the list. I'm just saying 80%. It's actually over that. But the average is very. You are being bombarded with this, okay? Okay, so you're a woman. Your hair is falling out. Your thyroid's going out at 35. You just got diagnosed with cancer. Your sister did. Really hurting women. All this is going on. You're being murdered. You're being murdered. 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 Let me say it again. Murdered. Yeah, there's the mosquito solution. Can genetic modification eliminate a deadly tropical disease? Oh, yes. Genetic modification. They're going to make you take a shot through the mosquito. Oh, and look, Obama's smiling on the cover. He's your doctor now. Oh, that's trendy. Ooh. He's black. It must be okay. Again, just total political correctness. Doesn't matter what color these people are. They're a bunch of globalist killers. And it goes on to say, Bill Gates pays for experiments to genetically modify humans. Bill Gates just gave $8.3 million grant to develop GMO designer humans by simply altering, deleting, or adding certain gut bacteria and fungi. Corporations create designer human consumers in the near future. So they're advertising, they're going to do this to you and then make you have to buy stuff from them. They don't even hide the business model. Oh, you're dying from Crohn's? Well, finally Bill Gates has got something for you. And look, he's a smiling little guy. He's a nice man. Wearing a suit. I mean, come on, you know. So what if your kid, you know, has to get their guts chopped out and dies in surgery with Crohn's? I mean, so what? And it just goes on to say that, and fungus, corporations can create designer human customers in the future, and Bill Gates wants to do just that, starting by, quote, spiking. That's the word they use. The milk that a toddler drinks, Gates and corporations he licenses could potentially make a human short, tall, smart, dumb, submissive, aggressive, autistic. This is what they say, savant, healthy, or constantly in need of pharmaceutical drugs, or depend on Windows computer-based assistance for the rest of their life. Not joking, see? They know the gut is causing the brain damage. Their engineering is through it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've got it.
You see, nerves come out of your brain and grow into your eyes in utero inside your mother. And, of course, you have your spinal cord that is connected to your brain and nerves that go into your stomach. And so, just like you drink and then you get a buzz in your brain, or you eat and you get energy in your brain, the system knows they're attacking our brain through the food. The dyes, the preservatives, all of it. And Bill and Melinda Gates make money owning Monsanto. They pretty much control it. On destroying your gut flora. And now they're going to give you the treatment. To where, oh, babies don't have gut flora anymore. We have a treatment. And then your baby gets a new gut flora, genetically designed by them. Human milk produced in cows, udders. So you're allowed to survive. That's the business model. Cut your legs off, sell you bionic legs, basically. But, of course, they have the back door to it. And that's why now the miniaturization has gotten inexpensive enough now that they can launch drones basically over every neighborhood. And so they're going to do it, and you're going to pay for it. And they're going to make money off of it while they rape your privacy. And if you don't like that, a SWAT team will drop by. And they're going to continue to raise the taxes till you lose your property. And they're going to take it. And so the world turns. And they know exactly what they're doing. But don't worry, a big sis was asked by the Hill newspaper about what she thought about the bad weather. Asked point blank if the wildfires were caused by climate change, Napolitano responded, it could be a lot of different things. But then she explained and expanded her view, which seemed to make a connection between climate change and the weather events. You have to look at climate change over a period of years, not just one summer, Napolitano said. You could always have one abnormal summer, but when you see one after another, then you can see and say, yeah, there's a pattern here. Funny, all this climate change that they say is going on. Well, number one, climate change is the only thing that is constant, is change. That's number one. But number two, if there's giant ongoing weather modification going on all over the world, and the Pentagon has documents like Owning the Weather 2025, and they admit they're doing all these tests, why shouldn't that be looked at? Why shouldn't that be discussed? Because if governments love to exacerbate crises and then pose and offer the solution and have been caught doing it time and time again, shouldn't they be the prime suspects here? That's the question. Now, this is a short segment. We're going to go to break and come back and go to David, Jim, Michael, Jake, actually, first, because he's been holding the longest, and then Donald. We're going to get to all of you after this break. And then I will get to all the news I have not yet covered. And there is quite a bit of it. Quite a bit of it on the economy and what's happening in the Middle East. We're also going to be looking at some of the latest things that old Mitt Romney is up to. I did get the latest issue of Military Press that's published in Southern California and is at Camp Pendleton. There's the cover of it if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Got some great Made in America hardware there on the cover of it. Indeed, I did find the articles that that the caller was talking about, where they talk about the commander-in-chief being involved in unconstitutional activity. They're talking about how do you legalize illegal aliens when the president can't act unilaterally. That's the publisher. They've got articles in here about the United Nations. And, you know, the takeover. So, yeah, the fact that you haven't heard a controversy about this being on the base shows that they're starting to understand what's happening. Because, listen, the criminals, the enemy, the globalists, they took over the country a long time ago. And if we want to be conquered, that's fine. It's just those conquering us are the very most horrible people you could imagine.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Some of your phone calls, and then I'm going to rush through some very important news. The big drug companies, the same ones who've all been caught selling drugs they know don't treat what they say and that they kill you, or giving you vaccines that actually give you what they say it's fighting, knowingly to spread it to then scare others to take the shots. They now are pushing to put kids on OxyContin, the stuff that made Rush Limbaugh go deaf, and they're trying to at the same time, make children take their deadly vaccines. We're going to be breaking all of that down here in just a moment. But right now, let's go to David in Canada, and then we'll go to Jake and others. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, my friend.
I got a few comments. I recently lived in Pennsylvania, Lebanon County. And during the Obama elections, I had decided to leave because I did not want to be ruled by a communist. One of the things I did, I had moved to Canada. And with this new health care passing, I have a message for all Americans. Don't bother leaving. Don't bother leaving America now, because the IRS has it. If you owe any debt, you can't leave. If you come to a doctor up here, they're going to tell you to Google it. You don't even get an appointment. You do not get a doctor's appointment. The doctor tells you to Google it.
Oh, I've seen this new spam on our YouTube channel and at InfoWars.com where they say, in a socialist system, there's 100% unemployment. I'm having a Freudian slip. There is 100% employment, and everything is wonderful, and they actually believe this. They are like, oh, the Soviet Union, Communist China. They have no idea, because they're taught in public school and in college that socialism and communism is a good thing. It's amazing. They're just helpless little morons.
I had married a Canadian girl, and she waited 18 months, 18 months, just for a test for carpal tunnel. Another thing, I want to make a comment to all your listeners. Like I said, I'm American-born. I lived in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, right by Hershey, Pennsylvania, where they make the candy.
They make it in Mexico now, pal.
And I'll tell you what, Alex, I am appalled at, I don't know how to say it, but I cannot understand why.
I know why you're distracted. I know why you're distracted. Somebody just turned the radio on.
On earth, why the citizens of the United States are not standing up and saying no. I don't get it.
Well, I hear you, because if somebody's wearing a uniform, I'm convinced if somebody in a uniform told the average American, stick your baby in a garbage disposal, they would salute and say yes, sir, and do it. I mean, America is the opposite of how it was founded now. The average person is a posing, mindless jellyfish. Now, that's not everybody, but they're about 50%. And of the other 50%, it runs the gamut. And I'm not trying to be negative here. It's just very scary what people have turned into. But let me mention one news article before I go back to your calls. Here it is right here. The caller called in the last hour about this. It's Military Press, big free periodical publication in Southern California. This is on the base at Camp Pendleton. It's targeting veterans and current active duty. And I have had a chance to read over this now, and it sounds like Alex Jones wrote half the articles. All hail Emperor Obama. And then it goes over the fact that he says the UN runs our military and that world government is good and that he can shut down our power plants if he feels like it and that he can do whatever he wants. There you go. And the whole magazine is like that. Well, it does have the retro pinup girls from World War II with modern little gods creations there. But I actually read. That's why we miss the music. But I read Military Press for the articles. Okay, that's enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing here with the news. Look, it is time to stop complying with it all. When you go to the airport and some TSA person wants to grope you, dress them down. Say, good, call the cops. Get there an hour and a half early. Make a whole ordeal out of it. Stand up to them. And when people hiss at you and say they're just doing their job, what, doing their job to destroy the country? Doing their job? They're on the highways now, you idiot. And again, it's not just the TSA. It's all of it. Stop acting like they're heroes and we're in a war zone and you got to do it because Al-Qaeda is hiding under the table. This is all being done because we've been taken over by foreign megabanks. And I'm going back to the calls, but guys, go to that clip since you found it. This is from 4 years ago during the campaign. And the reason I raise this is the Secret Service is now being dispatched to people that criticize Obama. A case out of Florida, they had a float in the community parade calling Obama an abomination. locals called the Secret Service on him, and the media acts like maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you shouldn't talk bad about Obama. So here is a clip from the news, and this happened nationwide, and it's happening again. This is the authoritarianism we're dealing with in this country. So use the First Amendment or lose it. People ask why I'm saying get our flyers, calling Obama a dictator, and post him everywhere, because he's trying to become one. And if he doesn't get in trouble for this, it will set the precedent for the next puppet president. Here is that clip.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
John, thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you. We're here to remind you that we decide what reality is. And you'll be arrested. We'll decide if what you're saying isn't true. If you say he's not a Christian, we're going to arrest you. We want to keep this campaign about the issues. Imagine, these are police and prosecutors who were so authoritarian, they sit there on the news like it's North Korea with a straight face saying, we're going to keep this friendly. We're going to tell you what to do. And you know what? People got scared all over the country. They have the same truth squads shutting down people's websites right now. You get a notice from your provider, or they just turn you off. The truth squad says that Obama's not involved in Fast and Furious. We're having to shut down your website right now. Google said, you know what? You're not allowed to sell a T-shirt as Obama as the Joker. Mr. Jones, your Google account is suspended. We may turn it back on someday. So I still have it, still get alerts, I guess because Google likes to keep, you know, data mining me. I mean, it's just, we just have an account. It's not hooked up to anything, but we had one. So they're like, your account's suspended. You don't sell a shirt showing him as the Joker. You bad American. You bad American. You shut your pie hole, pal. That's what freedom's about, okay? So I thought I'd play that in the last few weeks because I mentioned it and I saw comments on a video because I scan over them because I find a lot of interesting tips in there going, he's a liar. They don't tell you they'll arrest you. This Jones is really, I've got newscasts out of Illinois and out of Vermont of all places saying the exact same thing. And I've got them this year, you know, the school teacher going, you're not allowed to talk bad about Obama. You will be arrested. And the student was like, well, I have a First Amendment. He's like, you shut up. You shut up. No, you don't. And you know what? The school upheld her and said, you know what? Good job. In fact, I remember the Army and Marine Corps recruiters in Houston and in Denver, Colorado, Houston, Texas. Remember 5-6 years ago that got caught going into the schools, 14, 15-year-olds, getting them to verbally pledge or claim they had that when they became 18 or 17, they joined the military. And they started recording them going, I'm going to come and arrest you tomorrow. If now that you're 18, if you don't come sign this commitment paper. Sir, I never said I'd do that, and you talked to me 3 years ago, and I said I'd think about it. I don't have... I'm going to arrest you. Is that clear? I'm coming with police right now. That was standard procedure. They got caught. You know, both those guys got promoted, right? A year later. That's what this is all... And hey, folks, if you want to live in a country like this where we kill babies with abortion and now they say kill old people and where they take... And you don't want any due process or any protection, okay, okay, enjoy, enjoy. They're going to take everything. And I want to just tell all the little enforcers something, too. You're not going to have fun enforcing this. It doesn't matter, though. You'll get yours. You're going to get hurt by your own masters. That's my little enjoyment. But I tell you, I didn't know they could stack garbage so high. I see it everywhere. I didn't know they could stack stupid, mindless scum who have no idea what reality's like just everywhere. Just simpering, effeminate men who think they're tough, but strut around acting tough everywhere. You know, in the old days, men were real polite because they'd been around. And you went around acting tough like that, you get your brains bashed out. I'm so sick of it. You people want tyranny, you're going to get a full, giant, double helping of it. Just like those babies who you say aren't human are in the dark getting chopped up by a big old sickle. Well, it's all coming down on this country. And it makes me want to throw up, I tell you. You'll find out. Just listen, don't believe me. Take all the vaccines, drink all the fluoride water, eat all the GMO, and enjoy going to funerals for your kids and yourself. I mean, enjoy it. It's what you want. It's what you get. It's everything you ever wanted, everything you ever needed. You begged for it. You wanted it. It was fun. You're going to get it all. I've got more news I've got to get to. Let's go quickly to calls. Jake in Kansas, you're on the air, sir. Better not talk bad about the government, buddy. We got police that are watching. Doesn't that sound like a free country?
No, sir. But, hey, man, first-time caller. Like, I love your films. I got your app on the iPhone. And I'm a younger info warrior, and just everybody in Kansas is doomed. And I try to get your show out to everybody, and it's just terrible.
Oh, there's a lot of good people in Kansas. I get a little negative, too. But, look, they're in a trance, sir. You can get them out of the trance. What do you tell them about the tyranny, and what do they say? Not that it doesn't exist, but that what are you going to do about it, right? They've gone from not saying it doesn't exist to what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, it's, you know, I get all my friends, you know, I try to show them Terror Storm, even Police State, you know, it's kind of more catchy. They don't even get 5 minutes into it, man. It's terrible. But I'm calling.
How old are you? Like 18?
No, I'm 19. I turned 20 in August.
Well, a lot of times some young people want to wake up, but sometimes they don't. The best groups to hit are like 30 to 40 because they're actually working in the workforce. They know they're getting hammered. They want to wake up. Look, move on from people that don't care, who just want to go play video games all day. Okay? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was calling to say, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was watching a Decoded. It just caught my eye because it was about the Bohemian Grove. And, you know, I was about to turn it off until they actually mentioned your name, you know, how you snuck into it. And I just wanted your comments on the man and the woman who, like, you're in the boat with. Like, they just seem like they didn't even know where they're at, like how serious the Grove is and the activity.
Well, here's
that goes
the deal.
On.
I agreed to be on that TV show, and so it's not very friendly or professional to break bread with people and then talk bad about them. But that's who they selected for the show was just average Joe Schmo, Shally Soccer Mom, Joe Sixpack. And they were interviewing me at a theater there in little town of Monterio. And I'm like, they had a bartender there who was serving us food, lunch and stuff, you know, part of the theater, because they rented the whole thing. And the guy basically told me, hey, I work at the Bohemian Grove, but don't worry, I won't tell on you. And I went and told him, and I said, look, they're going to be waiting. We got to call this off. You're going to get arrested. And to them, they live in such a naive little world. They went, oh, no, come on, don't be paranoid. And I said, all right. So when we got there and landed on the backside, they had the police waiting up in the woods. And they went up there, and the cops grabbed them and came running down at me. And I just said, I jumped in the water. Yeah, I'm not going to jail just because I pulled up on a high water line legally and lawfully. You're allowed to go up to that. I knew they were waiting in there. Cause I'm a conspiracy theorist, see? Cause I live in the real world and the bartender's going, you know what? I hang out with George Herbert Walker Bush and I've played bongos with him naked and this actually happened and I don't appreciate you talking bad about it. You know, so what if we do rituals in there? And I'm like, okay, dude, want some more orange juice? Want another taco? They had Mexican food in there. And I went over to the director and I said, listen, they know we're coming. I said, you need to quit blabbering. And the guy looked at me and went, oh, yeah, right, Alex. They're going to get me? Are the helicopters going to? I shouldn't. They were all nice guys, just very naive. Okay, so there's your answer about that decoded episode I was in.
Cool, man. That's all I want to know. You know, I just want to give a shout-out to Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew. You know, I love the nightly news.
Well, I'm doing it tonight, brother, and they're all doing a great job as well. We're about to hire a bunch of reporters who are going to be doing it sometimes. They're out there doing man on the street. Thank you so much. Yeah, I got all this news I got to get to, and I got loaded phones here. I don't know what to do. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen. And I can't help it. I'm going to hit the news and then get to Donald at least. But I've got to get to some of this news here. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Okay, I saw this article. In New York Daily News, Indiana militia man gets back his 41 guns, 100,000 rounds of ammunition from the feds. I've got 41 guns or more. I don't think I have 100,000 rounds of ammo. Thomas Hitek, member of the Hatari militia, was charged with plotting to kill police officers and overthrow the government, but was acquitted by a judge in March who cited insufficient evidence. Now, all the feds had was driving down to the Knob Creek machine gun shoot from Michigan, was the leader of this little militia. They're like, you know, the feds like, what do we do? They try to confiscate the guns and have martial law and collapse everything and come to kill us. Well, I guess we may have to fight then. I mean, that's Declaration of Independence. Boom. All arrested, all fake. And that federal judge is going to get in a lot of trouble now because they weren't a total criminal. And the judge just said, release them. Now, they still kept two because they could say the guns were fully auto. As if you just can't go get a tax stamp for that. Everybody obsesses over full auto. I don't want full auto. If they ever come grab one of my guns and make it full auto, they're going to put me in jail. I mean, what a joke. The point is that the news doesn't even know what they're talking about. This Jason Fields is probably 3 years old. It says an Indiana militiaman gets back his 41 guns, and they keep calling them machine guns, but fully auto, and then it goes and admits two of them have been charged with machine guns. He wouldn't be getting them back if they were machine guns he had illegally. And they call them implements of destruction. But when the drones are above us, that's a good thing, though, right? An admitted militiaman. Oh, so evil. Basically, that's just the term for civil defense. Got 41 guns and more than 100,000 rounds of ammunition back from the government Friday. See, it shouldn't be about why was an innocent guy set up. The guns were confiscated when Thomas Pedic and six other members of the Hatari militia were arrested in 09 on charges they planned to kill police officers and overthrow the government. He was acquitted in March when a federal judge, Victoria Roberts, found there was insufficient evidence in the case. Hayek and others then petitioned to get their weapons back. The implements of destruction, which included an AK-47, just a semi-auto, handguns, shotguns, crossbows, and swords, required two trips to take home, according to TV station WLS. When Pytek arrived to pick up his property from the Hammond, Indiana police station, he was already packing heat. Oh, it's so horrible. He had a gun. We should all start carrying guns just to let all these government servants know who the boss is. See, they want to run TV ads and have billboards up that say, report illegal guns with an image of a revolver, and then the carpet cleaner is in your house and sees a gun case and calls the cops on you. That happened to me. I mean, that's how mentally ill and dumb the public is. I mean, just thumb-sucking, mindless idiots. I just get so disgusted with these people, I can't even pronounce the words right. And it just goes on. Just a piece, you know, whatever. He said, according to WLS, you've got a phone, keys, whatever. It ain't a thing with me. And it goes on. He also got back military helmets, bulletproof vests, $100 in cash, and a cell phone. And it goes on to basically demonize him. So, government arming to the teeth with giant tanks, weapons, all these systems, surveilling us illegally, that's good. That's safety, even though historically that's the main danger. But you get citizens trying to counterbalance that, that's bad. Hey, I agree with the government. It's bad for us to own guns. I think it's good foreign banks brag they've taken over America and are preparing to bankrupt us to consolidate and take it over. I think that's a good thing. We should all worship government.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have
to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.